Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to inspire and empower you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. If you don't have a copy of my book, you can get it, the first six chapters free on my website, www.karencan.com. And you also get access to five of my Fast Track Your Healing online classes absolutely free. And today is the Ask the Doctors program. Ask the Doctors about LifeWave. And myself and Dr. Dennis Loebstein are very pleased to be with you today. It's always the first Monday of each month. And what we're doing is we're talking about how we can use some of these energy tools that we have at our disposal to help support our body's own self-healing mechanism. And as a doctor who's really into natural therapies and avoiding drugs, if at all possible, there's always uses for drugs, of course, in emergencies and things like that. But what we want to do is try to get the body system to heal itself and support it, because there's a lot of stressors in our lifestyle. There's toxins, there's electromagnetic radiation, there's just emotional stress, there's mental stress, spiritual stress. I do a lot of work in that field. So we do need this kind of support. So Dr. Dennis and I are big fans of the LifeWave products, especially what I call the acupuncture patches that helps to help balance the energy system of the body. And there's no drugs that go into the system. There's nothing actually that goes into the system, because it's phototherapy. It actually works with light. So using light to help support the body's self-healing mechanism. And today's show is going to be, and we've had requests for this, about how to use the LifeWave patches in sweeping the lymphatic system, called lymphatic sweeping, to get the lymph, or encourage the lymphatic system to move better. So Dr. Dennis is going to explain to all of us why it's so important, this lymphatic system, which we don't hear a lot about. You hear about the cardiovascular system, the heart and the lungs and the muscular system, but you don't hear a lot about the lymphatic system unless you're into, natural medicine like Dr. Dennis and I are into. And then we're going to kind of go into another question we had was, if someone has gone through chemotherapy or chosen to go through chemotherapy for their cancer, what can we do with the LifeWave patches to help them detoxify from the chemotherapy after they're all done? And some people are concerned about how intense maybe that detoxification might be, and we'll ask Dr. Dennis, what can we do to kind of minimize those detox reactions, and to, what kind of protocols we can use the patches to help support people going through cancer therapies and after their chemo. So that's kind of our topic for today. But if you do have a question, it's going to be a slightly shorter show today. So if you do have a question, please go in the chat. I'm going to be opening the chat in a few minutes and ask your question there. Or you can call in at 818-514-1190 and hit 1 so we know you have your hand up. So 818-514-1190, hit 1. And then we'll unmute you when it's time for the Q&A. And Dr. Dennis, welcome to the show. Thank you so much again for being here with us today.
Hey, Dr. Karen. I'm glad to be here with you. It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I got a story for us?
Well, since we're talking about lymphatic movement, it's important to remind everybody how the lymphatic system is one of the major ways of body detox, is by clearing waste away from near the cells and dumping it into the blood so it can be cleared out. And the part of the lymphatic system also includes a glymphatic system, which during sleep clears toxins out of the brain through the glia cells, the glymphatics. So we have lymphatics and glymphatics. So with that perspective in mind, reminds me of how the Native Americans taught me how to use eagle feathers to sweep the fields of the body in the shamanic way, similar to what I learned from Tom Dam to use Qigong to sweep. And what's important about sweeping is that it actually helps the lymph move.
Huh.
Because when you direct qi around the body, you also redirect the movement of qi and blood, and that includes lymph. So by sweeping the fields, whether it's with an eagle feather or with qigong movements of your hands, or by putting patches in your hands and moving them around the body, you affect the field, which in turn directs the qi and the blood and the lymph to flow. And that's important, as you know, because it clears blockages, which create pain and responsible for a lot of the diseases that we see according to Asian medical physiology. Clear the blockage and clear the pain.
Definitely agree with you there, because I remember one time I was, had some, weird pain that came up, and I thought, well, this is interesting. Now, I'd like your feedback on this, because I actually did acupuncture on that arm. That's where I was having this issue. And I felt, well, okay, there's some blockage. I'm doing acupuncture on myself. Of course, I couldn't do the rest of my body, just like one part of my body. And after that, I realized that my left lymphatic port was closed, because the pain actually got worse, which was interesting. And I didn't do any sweeping. I just did acupuncture on my arm, and only my arm, pretty much. And I thought, well, this is interesting. And I thought, okay, my lymph is blocked. So I actually ended up Gua Sha. So Gua Sha is, for people that don't know, we use like a smooth-edged object such as a porcelain Chinese spoon and some liniment or oil or, homeopathic cream or something like that. And we actually kind of scrape the skin in and around the pain area. And I got all this red stuff coming up that's called the Sha. And in Chinese medicine, it translates to scrape sand, actually, the words Gua Sha. And my pain got better. So there were obviously some toxins that were kind of stuck there that couldn't move. And I could tell you exactly what the lymphatic type pain feels like. In another instance, I had my lower body was like so achy, and I knew I was detoxing. I just was like, what the heck, and I was like, okay, I feel like I have to go into the bath. And I went into a bath, and literally within seconds of dunking in the bath, the pain was like almost all gone. It was amazing. Like the lymphatics just went and it just moved all that stuff and, and it was amazing. So sorry for that long story, but I wanted to share that.
Oh, no, that's interesting. I'm not surprised. The Gua Sha brings the blood and the qi and the blood and the lymph to the surface. And that's one way of purging toxins and pulling the toxins out.
Now, I have to say I was a little, I could have done the lymphatic sweeping on myself, but to perfectly honest, I know it's better when you have somebody else do it for you. And I was kind of experimenting to see, what did my body want at that moment. So I didn't actually do the lymphatic sweeping. So I just wanted to, tell people that I didn't try.
Well, one of the ways that I did sweeping, and I've told this story before, but it's pertinent to moving the lymphatics, is one woman I was helping in New Mexico that actually had an infection in her left nipple because her husband had bit her during passionate lovemaking. And for a whole year, she could not get rid of this infection in her nipple. It happened to be on her left side. And after a whole spectrum of antibiotics and all kinds of things Western medicine would do to get rid of an infection, it was still lingering there. And so people always come to see me when nothing else works, so, of course.
And me too.
Right. because we're the weirdos, right? With alternative medicine.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah, so what I did was some Qigong without even touching her. I used some Qigong to sweep and move her lymph and get it to circulate. And just that little blockage in her breast, probably near her lymph nodes, was keeping the lymph from clearing out the infection. And just a little bit of sweeping with the Qigong. And at the time, I didn't even have patches. But if I had patches, I could have been sweeping with them, and it would have had the same effect to get her lymph to move and clear out the infection. So within a day or so, she reported that it cleared up, and she was happy.
That's great. Now, why would you use the LifeWave patches instead of just using your hands without the patches?
Oh, because a lot of people don't know how to emit qi, and even though they are, they don't know how to regulate it or control it. And so if you're not a practiced Qigong practitioner or somebody familiar with how to emanate the qi, then the patches are a good substitute.
Great, great answer. Thank you. Okay, so how do we do this?
Well, for the one that I was describing, and for most sweeping, I often keep in mind polarity so I don't make them weaker. I want to reinforce their own polarity. And so I put the most powerful set of patches for moving EMF are probably the Ice Wave and maybe the Eon with it. So I use a white Ice Wave patch in my right palm and a tan Ice Wave patch on my left palm. So I have white on the right, tan on the left, and that's a proper polarity. And then instead of working them from the front, I go behind them. And so that way, if they're facing forward and I'm facing, I'm congruent with their polarity. Unless I want to reverse it, and then I work in front. As far as moving the qi that I described in this particular case goes, I would alternate sweeping my left hand and then the right hand. And in this case, because I'm alternating, I could do it from the front. I don't have to maintain the polarity. I'm switching polarities to move the qi. So I'd start like in the stomach channel and breast area, move out along the arm, the mid-axillary space, and then I'd change hands. Or I could sandwich the shoulder and put the tan one in the back and the white one in the right and start that way. And don't even have to touch the person to sweep, just moving qi in the field. And that will affect the way the qi and the blood and the lymph move.
So in the ideal world, if someone were to do this on someone else, a layperson, you would say start with the white of the Ice Wave in the right hand, just holding it, right? And then the tan in the left hand of the person doing the sweeping. And then do you think the easiest thing would be having them do it from behind or in the front?
Well, it depends on what they're working on, too.
Well, what if we want to do the whole body?
Whole body work from behind. And the gallbladder channel is a good one to access. And a good example of that is when you're clearing a blockage in the Shaoyang channel. The Shaoyang channel in six-channel paradigm is a combination of the gallbladder and the Sanjiao, or the triple burner channel. And when you have a blockage in that channel, at the side of the head where the temples are, that manifests in what Western physiology calls a migraine. So you can clear that blockage by sweeping from behind, starting in the corners of the eyes and going along the side of the head or the temples and sweeping all the way down the side of the body and along the edges of the feet, just following the gallbladder channel. So that's an example of sweeping the whole body and doing it from behind and maintaining polarity.
Ah, okay. Yes, I could have used this the other night. I had ice wave on each of my temples and went to sleep like that. I was feeling something that Mother Earth was going through, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to go to bed. So I had three patches on my head. But yes, the sweeping would have been very helpful.
Oh,
so that would be an example.
Of,
now, does that help the lymphatics, though, because you're going downwards in this one from the top
to
the bottom?
Yes, it helps move it. Helps move it and circulate it regardless of direction.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, you know, some forms of massage are really concerned about what direction you move the lymph.
Yeah.
Some schools hold you should massage or sweep from the outer parts, like the fingers and toes, towards the heart, so you get the lymph to drain into the ducts. And some forms of massage hold that you should go from the center of the body out, because you're following the way the chi moves. In my opinion, what matters is what works. So I go with moving towards the heart first, and if that doesn't work so well, I change directions, and just keep playing with it until I see what works best. And it's gonna what's gonna work best is like where you put the ice wave patches to get rid of a blockage. Because the first principle is to follow the natural flow of the chi in the meridians. But sometimes when you have a blockage, the polarity of the chi flow is not normal, and it's reversed or it's doing something wacky. And you've got to play with where to put the patches, like with the halting Wanger clock, moving them around. And so it's the same thing when you're sweeping. You got to play with it a little to see what is going to clear the blockage the best.
So what if you were doing yourself and you couldn't do, well, you could probably do gallbladder, not too bad. Because you would just have the white and the right, tail and the left. You go through the temples and then the back of the neck and maybe shoulder area, then skip to under the arms. In the armpit area, and then just kind of move all the way down the side of the leg to the side of the foot. So we could do gallbladder channel on ourselves and probably stomach channel, right? That's more front of the slightly
front
more
of the body,
front.
But also spleen. Like when you get down to the sides where spleen 21 is, that's a great low, and that's a really good point to linger on for a little bit to get the chi in the chest moving. Because the yin channels from the legs empty into the chest area, and they start in the chest area for the channels going outward to the hands. So spleen 21, the great low, is a good place to linger when you're sweeping down the side of the body. And if you put your palms under your armpits, like bend your elbows and stick your palms under your armpits, they will land right 6 soon or inches below the mid-auxiliary fold, and that's right where spleen 21 is. And then if you grab your chest, like you're spreading your fingers out, that simulates the flow of chi in that area. And so that's the direction that you're moving with patches in your hands with the correct polarity on the side of your chest starting with spleen 21. So spleen 21 is a good point for activating, getting rid of blockages in the spleen channel, and it also helps with back pain.
Oh, okay. And so if we're sweeping under the arm and going down the leg, just kind of pause there a little bit longer, you know, because spleen 21 kind of hits there close to where the side of the gallbladder channel is, and then you can continue after that going down.
Yes, but not just pause. But also from that position where I describe where your elbows are bent and your fingers are pointing forward and wrapping around your chest, you want to move the palms across the chest so that your fingers come together and touch. And that way you're actually stimulating the field with the patches in the direction that the great low would influence.
Hmm.
And then you continue.
Okay, so our patches are still white on right, tan on left, right?
Yep.
That you were saying? Oh, okay.
Yes.
And then we're sweeping towards the center of the chest.
Yeah, from the great
from
lobe.
From that side.
So you've gone down the side of the body following the gallbladder channel, but you happen to pass across spleen 21 in that direction. And then when you get to spleen 21, you add a little extra movement by moving your fingers together towards the front of the body with the patches. And so the patches are affecting the feel and moving the chi and the blood and the lymph across the chest in the way that the great low would influence. So that mm-hmm. covers a lot of bases.
Okay. And then after you've done that movement towards the center of the chest, then you go back to the side and go follow all the way down?
Yep. Then you go back to spleen 21 and follow the gallbladder channel all the way down the side of the body.
Okay.
So you don't have to touch the body even to do all this. You're just affecting the field.
Right. Okay, cool. I'm drawing little pictures here in my book.
mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any other times? Now, you said sometimes you could sweep towards the heart. So would you do any sweeping, like general sweeping from like the foot upwards then or the leg upwards?
Sure. Yeah. If you want to follow the yin channels in the leg, and you're particularly interested in clearing blockages on the inside of the leg, you could start at the toes where the liver one and spleen one are. And you could also start in the bottom of the foot where kidney one is and move along the inside or medial portion of the leg towards the groin. And that will get the chi moving in the leg.
Okay, so if someone's got swollen lower legs, is this the sweeping you would recommend?
Yeah, and you can also go down the other side. Like, you use the negative patch to go up the yin channels, and then use the positive patch to go down the yang channels on the lateral part of the leg. So it's like you're sweeping up on the inside and then sweeping down on the outside.
Okay. So the outside, everybody, in case you don't know, you know, a whole acupuncture theory here, the outside of the body is considered the back, and the outside of the legs, for example, outside of the arms, which is like if your palms down, it would be on the top. That's the outside part. That's the yang part of the body, and the yin part is the inside part of the leg and the palm up, you know, the inside part of your arm. So we're saying this is an alternative way of clearing blockages is you could put a tan patch, and this is both sides. You can actually use a tan patch on the inside part, pushing it, up the leg, and then down the arm, right? Down the inside of the arm would be the direction of the yin flow, and then a tan patch that would be down the leg and up the arm on the back of the arm. I think it's a little complicated without pictures, but maybe I'll do a video on it so people can see what we're doing. Because we have a couple different protocols we're teaching people.
Yeah, without understanding how the chi flows, what we're just talking about, it's a little complicated. But you don't have to worry about that. Just hold the patches in your hand and move them over the leg and you'll get a result in most cases.
Yeah. So even if you don't know what you're doing, what you're saying is you can just move in the direction you want, like just move them up, you know, or
yeah,
and you'll still probably get a positive response, because a lot of people, like you said, have heard of the theory where you put it towards the heart, so they'll just, you can put patches on their hands and just sweep up, you know, just towards the heart from the legs, and then from the arms into, again, towards the heart. It's kind of a no-brainer way of doing it. Now, if you're doing it yourself, though, and I'm doing, say, my left arm, won't I have to have a tan patch in my right hand in order to do my left arm, or does it really matter?
No, I would be that's going to weaken the practitioner. So I would be congruent with polarity in the practitioner. Keep the white and the
okay,
right.
Okay, but you're doing it yourself. You're doing
yourself.
Oh, yeah,
you're doing yourself. Okay.
So you'd still put the white patch in the right hand and sweep up or towards the heart as far as if I'm doing the left arm?
Let's see. Sweep up towards, well, if, yeah, on the, for the yang channels, you can start at the fingertips and sweep towards the upper body. And for the yin channels, start in the chest area and sweep towards the fingertips.
Okay,
on
and it
arm.
Doesn't matter what color we have on our hands to do that if we're doing ourselves?
You could switch patches if you want to get elegant, but the point is to move the qi in the blood, and it will be affected to some degree or another regardless of the polarity in which hand. And if you want to optimize the effect, yes, then keep the polarity correct.
So definitely easier if somebody does it on yourself, or on you, rather than you do it on yourself. But you're saying is it's not wrong, and probably still helpful to do yourself.
That's right. You're not going to harm anything, and you're likely to help.
Okay. And do you suggest after doing the sweeping to actually like put patches on the body to anchor the response, or is that you're done after you do your sweeping?
Yeah, you can put patches on. Like in the case of the headache on the side of the head I was talking about for sweeping the blockage out of the Shaoyang, after doing that, I usually take the patches off my hands after I've swept for a while and the pain's gone to reinforce or hold that energy grid or the energy pattern that I just reinforced, is to put the white ice wave patch on Sanjiao 5 or triple burner 5 on the right arm, and then put the tan ice wave patch on left gallbladder 41.
Okay.
So you've got a right-left paradigm, and you've got the Shaoyang channel covered in the Sanjiao and the gallbladder.
Now, when you sweep for, say, somebody's having a migraine and you're sweeping, from the side of the temples down, do you do the whole body then or just the head area?
The whole body.
Headache.
Yeah, the whole body.
Okay.
You want to get the qi cleared or any blockages cleared in the whole channel. So do the whole body.
Do the whole body and then kind of anchor that with the white one on the back of the right wrist and the tan one on the left outer foot on the gallbladder 41.
Correct. And in
okay.
The anatomical position in Chinese medicine is with the arms up in the air as if you were doing jumping jacks, like the Vesuvius man, Da Vinci, with the arms up in the air. And so the white ice wave patch on the right is going to be above the head, and the qi is going to come down and go through that area, and then it'll cross the body and go into the left leg, into the tan ice wave patch on gallbladder 41, and it'll do it through the Shaoyang channel where the blockage is.
Okay, cool. And keep in mind, everybody, even though we're using the word migraine, we're not treating, curing disease, that kind of thing, but we're looking at that symptom of that pounding kind of headache that in Chinese medicine is often related to that gallbladder channel being blocked or unhappy. So we're using the patches to unblock and make that meridian happier. And remember to keep hydrated very well, so drink lots of water, especially before using the patches, because you should notice a shift, an improvement fairly quickly if it's going to work on you. So let's switch over
Dr. Karen, being in a happy mood is one of the key factors for getting any kind of medicine to work, because the original shamanic effectiveness is to be in the field of the heart, and the emotion of the heart is joy and happy. And so when you're dealing with the commander from the perspective of five-element Chinese medicine, then that's the heart, and the heart will help all the other organs or officials. and their chi.
Is that where the eon's going?
What about
the
eon?
You mentioned eon at the beginning, but we talked about ice waves. So are you saying to put the eon on the heart then?
Oh, you could, sure. And also, if I put an eon on the heart, I could use the field of the heart and transmit it through a Tesla antenna. So if I used another eon patch elsewhere in the body where the problem is or the blockage, then I have two antenna of the same frequency, and I can send intention from the field of the heart from the eon around the heart area to the eon near the problem area, and that will reinforce the healing from the heart in the area that's problematic.
Great. I think we should do a separate show, even though you've mentioned a couple times, just on that, so we can title the show properly, you know, Creating a Tesla Antenna Using Life Wave Patches. So
yeah,
that's gonna
sure.
be. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. And we got a few minutes left, so we want to make sure we cover the part about the chemo. So someone's gone through chemo. They're done with their chemo, you know, for cancer. How do you suggest they use the LifeWave patches to help them detoxify safely without major detox symptoms? Because they might be really sensitive.
Yeah, and a lot of people that are hypertoxic are really sensitive because especially the glutathione and eon patch and sometimes the energy enhancer patches pull toxins out of the body so rapidly that you start getting detox symptoms like mild headache and dry mouth and metal taste in the mouth and feeling lethargic and so on. So, you want to approach it slowly. You can follow the patch placements in the brochures, and that's a good way to detox without worrying about the placement stuff too much. And as far as strategy goes, when you start feeling those symptoms I just described, as you know, you hydrate really well to help wash the toxins out. And if you can't tolerate the detox symptoms anymore, just take the patches off temporarily until the symptoms go away and then put them on again. And you'll be able to wear them longer the next time because you've detoxed a little bit in the meantime.
So someone wants to know whether you put all three, eon, glutathione, and carnosine, on, or are you just talking about the glutathione, start that every day? Because I find that if I have them all three, I probably have them do it on different days to start and not the same day, personally.
Right. To start with, you want to take it easy. Ideally, when they can tolerate all three at the same time, I would use them. So some people can, and some people need to start out slowly, depending on how rapidly they respond to the patches in their detox and how soon it's cleared out. So, yes, I would start with just, say, the glutathione patch and one day and then carnosine at night, taking the glutathione off, especially if you can't sleep with the glutathione on because it's very young and arousing. So if the client has difficulty sleeping at night, it may be due to the wearing the glutathione at night. For the first 2 weeks, I'd wear the eon patch at night because the detox reaction to that is to feel lethargic, and that will help you sleep.
Okay, so first 2 weeks, you would do... start with glutathione every day or just the eon at night?
Glutathione during the day, carnosine at night, and then start introducing the eon at night. And after 2 weeks of eon at night, you can switch it to the daytime.
Okay, so ideally what we're aiming for over time is to be able to tolerate all three of the detoxification and healing patches. The eon, the carnosine, and the glutathione, right, after chemo? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or
okay.
After any toxic exposure. And when we're talking chemo, we're talking about toxic exposure. That stuff is majorly toxic. It comes from it's a derivative of World War II mustard gas in most cases. And it's synthetic and it's very oxidizing and it damages tissue. And their theory is they're going to kill the cancer before they kill the patient.
Right. Yeah, okay. Well, I know that for some people with chemo, they, you know, because the toxins can actually block hydration. In my book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, I have a whole chapter on hydration. And there's a few supplements that, you know, I recommend now in my office. I actually muscle test people for which of those strategies are going to help them hydrate if they have problems hydrating. And what we can do with the energy technique, I know the body code, we can actually clear energetics of toxins as well. So they can go from, say, a 30% ability to hydrate to 99% within a few seconds, just because we can release the energy that's blocking the hydration of the cell. So I do want to make sure people, you know, can hydrate. And I know, Dr. Dennis, you have another hydration strategy. You want to talk to people about that in, you know, a minute or so?
Yeah, well, it's I've got several of them. One of them is with the patches, which increase intracellular hydration, especially noted for that are the energy enhancer patches. And enhancing intracellular, like inside the cell hydration, is an anti-aging effect. And when people age, they get dehydrated, especially on the insides of their cells. Another strategy is to use properly structured water that's electrolyzed and full of molecular hydrogen. And the molecular hydrogen rapidly goes through cell membranes and hydrates the insides of the cells by combining with the free radicals. So it neutralizes free radicals and has an antioxidizing effect at the same time that it's hydrating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very cool.
Yeah, and
then, right.
Then there's another strategy too, is a really concentrated nutrition called flavon, and those flavonoids will not only get rid of the biofilm that microbes and pathogens protect themselves from the immune system with, they'll also help to hydrate the cells.
Okay. And I think LifeWave itself has, and its nutritional supplements, the Theta Activate is a supplement that you add to the nutritional product to get those products into the cells right away, rather than spending, you know, 2 or 3 months of just regular kind of supplements without the Activate. And that's the other way that people can hydrate as well, using Theta Activate.
Yep. Yep. Right.
And I use Willard water to add to all liquid of some of my patients. They sometimes resonate with Willard water. There's also, I think, Phi water, which I have not used personally, but I did include that in my book as well. So you can get to, you know, if you can go to the resources page of from my book and take a look at all those links if people are interested in some of
the stuff that I
use.
The Five Sciences is probably what you're referring to, is Crystal Energy Water.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's the name of it. Yeah, So that's very important. And I think for people, I'm pretty conservative, so if people start saying, I want to do detoxing, I often will make sure that their adrenals are strong enough to do that. So occasionally I might say, well, gee, you need to actually use the energy patches for a while first, you know, to get that chi, you know, built up. Then we can do some detoxing, and then I'll muscle test which ones are best. The Eon's great because it decreases the stress response, so you don't use up your chi as much in the stress response. So I'm often starting with the Eon to brain balancing, and then if their chi is strong enough, then I will use the glutathione patches. But, you know, even if you can't measure this or muscle test, whatever, it's very simple. You just start conservatively. You know, if you think, well, I really resonate with getting the toxins out, then try the glutathione, you know, 3 days a week. See how that feels. You tolerate that? Great. You can use it more often. You can use it every day then. And then add, you know, the carnosine, which I usually don't have too many side effects, you know, people talking about that. Maybe slightly sleepy, like you mentioned, Dr. Dennis. So you might want to add that 3 nights a week. And then if that goes well, then you can increase that, you know. And then same thing with the Eon. So you don't have to use all three patches every single day, all at once. even though you think, oh my gosh, I have so much toxins, I gotta detox. You know, it's not a race. It's really about what your body's able to handle, and you just go by your symptoms. So if you're not that symptomatic, you know, you're not terribly tired or headachy or whatever it is that your detox symptoms are, then you can actually go and be a little bit bolder and use them, you know, every day. You know, make sure you hydrate well, and then add on. And so Dr. Dennis and I both do, you know, remote consults as well. If people are really curious to know exactly, you know, what they should be doing for themselves, what I do is I do remote muscle testing, and I'll just check in with your body and see what your body's saying it wants to do right now. But really, it's, you just have to just check in with how your body feels, and that's good enough. You do not need to have a Qigong, you know, a background or an acupuncture background or anything to do this well.
Right.
You just, you know, intuitively just start slow and then move your way up. It's actually not rocket science. Now, Dr. Dennis and I can be much more specific, but you don't have to do it that way.
One of the most important principles is just to follow natural law. You can't go wrong. For example, at night is when the body rejuvenates and repairs itself, and that's a characteristic of the carnosine patch, so that's the most logical time to use the carnosine patch.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I actually use the Theta 1 at night, too, because of the same principle of, like, restoring and repairing the immune system and getting growth hormone release and things like that. So when I do use it, I tend to use it before bed rather than first thing in the morning. That was just my intuitive, you know, saying, hey, this is what I think I should do. And mm-hmm. So for those of you that have heard of it or interested, I am doing a free workshop class as part of my holistic healing event weekend, which is May 14th and 15th. There's going to be a free class on the five elements patching, so people that come to that class will be able to have us, you know, teach you, you know, where to find those points on your body to balance all those five elements meridians with the energy enhancer patches. And I mean, I have videos on this on YouTube as well, but sometimes it's really great to get your questions answered live. So if you're interested in coming to, you know, the Lake Placid area and doing the class, you're more than welcome. We'd love for you to come to the rest of the conference, of course, because we're talking about a lot of energy and wellness, wellness strategies. And the information for that is KarenCann.com/conference2016. So KarenCann.com/conference2016. Now, my you know, host server has been slightly confused the last couple of days. So my website is not up at the moment, but hopefully within 24, 40 hours, it will be. So
maybe it needs some patch.
I need to put a Geon patch.
Right.
I was just like, okay, I'm feeling like I'm getting stressed out over my website not being up, so I got better put an Eon patch on, and it did help. So Dr. Dennis, how can people get a hold of you?
Probably easiest way is through Facebook. Just private message me.
Okay, and your Facebook URL is?
And just Dennis Lobestein.
Okay,
L-O-B-E-S-T-E-I-N. L-O-B-S-T-E-N, yeah. Like you're Loeb and Einstein.
Excellent. Awesome. All right. We don't have any other questions, it looks like, on the chat or on the phone call. So we'll say goodbye for now. But please keep in touch, everyone. You can go to patchtrainingteam.com and click on the LifeWave radio show to listen to the archives of all the radio shows Dr. Dennis and I have done on a whole bunch of things. And if you want a particular topic that we have not covered, although we've covered a lot, please, you know, just contact either of us, and either on Facebook, I'm on Facebook as well, or at patchtrainingteam.com, just hit the contact button and say, hey, I've got a burning question. Can you guys, you know, talk about this at the next show? So the first Monday of each month we're here, and we appreciate everyone listening in. Still a very popular radio show for people to listen in from across the globe. So we thank everyone for listening in, and thank you, Dr. Dennis, for your time and expertise.
And thank you, Dr. Karen, for creating the forum for this. And we're going on our third year, so we've got lots of archived information there.
Yeah, definitely.
Still a lot
fantastic.
Of fun.
It is. Thank you so much, Dr. Dennis. I always learn a lot when I'm on the show with you.
You bet. Thank you, Dr.
All right. Take care,
everybody.
Bye.